Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Where is this and what company is this?
Okay, I'm a third-party call center. We house 400 different companies and thousands of different products.
Really? Do you have
Yes, ma'am.
something called appliances, Majestic or something?
Well, I can see that we have an account associated with you. What's your zip code?
21224.
Your first and last name?
Linda Weese, W-E-E-S-E.
Your first name, you said Wenda, W-A?
W-E-E-S-E.
Okay, so how do you spell your first name?
Linda, L-I-N-D-A.
Oh, Linda. One moment. Okay, so an account is pulling up. May you verify your shipping address?
First of all, I don't know who y'all are, and they're my bank fraud department called me 2 weeks ago, but I just got out of the hospital, so I was talking to them, and they're the one that gave me your phone number because they refused whatever. I didn't order nothing. I don't understand this. I've been charged $56.95 and $7.95, I think it is, on my checking account. And they tried again to charge again, but my fraud department caught it and refused it. So I just went and got a new card last week. Now, that's weird because... my pocketbook was stolen 5 years ago, okay? They have a driver's license. You know how that is. There's all that stuff in it. I have been fighting 5 years now. The FBI came to my house. The DDA, they found out it wasn't me. Whoever stole it somehow has been using my ID in California. And every time something comes up on my checking account that I didn't do, it comes out of California. They found my ID in a drug house. So I don't know what this is for or anything. That's why I'm saying, I don't know who you are. I'm sorry. So the bank looked your number up because usually you know in your bank statement, if it's something you order something, the phone number's there. But y'all's phone number wasn't on it, so they looked it up for me. So what is this for? I'm confused. Please help me. Because I had another heart attack 1st of June, and then I turned around and caught COVID-19. And then on top of that, I've had to learn to walk and talk again. And I, like I said, I just came home 2 weeks ago.
Well, yes, ma'am. I show here we're on August the 30th and on August the 31st, you entered, I'm just going to start with August 30th. On the 30th, okay. You paid $5.74 to enter our sweepstakes to win the KitchenAid. Now, on August 31st, you paid the $7.95, and you entered the sweepstakes to win our ice maker. So, as stated, with both of those sweepstakes entries, they were welcoming gifts into a monthly membership program where you will be charged the $56.95 each month. Not only does that charge increase your chances of winning each month, it also is because you receive a $125 voucher via your email each month.
Oh, no, 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 honey. My phone's been off since I had my heart attack. No, I've never entered anything. And this is a scam. Because I know what you're talking about. But I've seen it since I've been out, something to do with Walmart. I know the owner of Walmart, Ben. And I called him and asked him, I said, it's on Facebook. What the hell is going on? He said, it's a scam. So the federal government's already into this crap. Whoever these people are you're talking about, that whole thing is a scam. What is the name of this company that it's supposed to be?
Yes, ma'am. So I have a question. On August the 30th and August the 31st, was that you that entered the sweepstakes?
Nope.
Okay, so since you are saying it is fraudulent, I need to verify your email address. May you verify it?
Sure. It's lindaweeks8@gmail.com.
Yes,
Did
ma'am.
I say 1-8?
Yes, ma'am.
18.
Yes, ma'am. That's the email address. That's the email address that we do have associated with the account.
LindaWeiss18@gmail.com.
We have LindaWeiss7@gmail.com.
No, I'm LindaWeiss18@gmail.com. And
yes,
as
ma'am.
I stated, my phone has been off because I had the heart attack and I was in the hospital with that. I almost died on it. Caught the COVID-19 while I was in the hospital, which I can't figure that one out. I've had all three shots plus the booster, but I got it, okay? And then after that, I had to learn to walk and talk. I still can't walk. I'm laying in bed right now, paralyzed. So this is fraud.
So, yes, ma'am. What I would have to do, I would cancel it, but I have to connect you over to our fraud department. One
That's
moment,
fine,
okay?
Honey. I have no problem with it. But whoever or whatever this is, I've never got nothing. I've seen nothing or anything. And I have my bank stopped my card. Because when I got the message from the fraud department, because they know my account. You can just look at it and see every month. You know what I'm saying? I get Social Security. So that's against the federal government is what this company's doing or whoever's doing it. Because that's my money is federal money. You cannot sue anybody on Social Security. You cannot steal money. That's fraud. So I will call the federal agents in the morning. Well, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I'll call them Friday and tell them because I have no ice. Why would I need an ice maker for, honey? My refrigerator makes ice. That's stupid. And what was the other thing?
It was for a KitchenAid, but I have successfully gotten the account canceled. Now I have to connect you over to our fraud department,
okay?
Do you
have an account number on that so I can give that to the agent?
First, I have to connect you over to our fraud department, and they'll be able to further assist you, okay?
Okay.
One moment.
I swear to God, here we go again. Down for you.
Yes, ma'am. So I want to say thank you for calling customer support. I'm connecting you to our fraud department.
Oh. Maybe a couple painkillers. We'll just wait.